Trainer Todd Pletcher has horses entered in 3 of 4 graded stakes races on Saturday afternoon. He has Nona's Boy in the Saranac, Rachel's Valentina, and Tonasa in the Spinaway, Protonico, Coach Inge, Liam's Map, and My Loot in the Woodward. You missed the Glens Falls, Todd. What's up with that?
No, we couldn't come up with a filly and mare turf to go long enough. Hopefully we're in the process of developing some.
You have Nona's Boy. We'll start with it, and we'll kind of go in order here. Nona's Boy, big win last time out in the Lamplighter at Monmouth, obviously showed you enough to bring her back here in the big race in the Saranac.
Yeah, we thought handled the turf really well. Showed us that in some breezes leading up to the Lamplighter. The key with him is just getting him to relax the first part. I thought Chris DiCarlo did a really good job of that, and that allowed him to finish up well. So we're hoping we can stretch him out to a mile and an eighth, and the challenge to that's going to be how well he relaxes the early part.
Yeah, and this just in, he is indeed a colt. I think I said her, so it, you're no stranger to run fillies against the boys either. That would probably be all right, too.
Yeah, on occasion we do that, but it's funny you say that because Mike Rapoli calls him a her all the time, and I think it's because he's named after his grandmother. So.
Of course, hasn't been out since that race at Monmouth. What's he shown you in the weeks leading up to this race that gives you the confidence that he fits?
I like the way he's been training. He can be a bit of an aggressive horse in the mornings, and he's actually been pretty settled and relaxed in his gallops, and I'm hoping that that translates to him being a little more relaxed in the early part of this race.
All right, let's move on to the Spinaway, and Rachel's Valentina obviously lived up to the hype first time out, ran a gigantic race. Look back on that performance.
It was everything we would hoped it would have been. Philly trained really well all along since day one, just as straightforward, professional, and as uncomplicated as any two-year-old you'll ever get in. The one thing that she showed us in the mornings is that it seemed like the further she went, the better she got. And honestly, my biggest concern was just running her 6 furlongs first time out and hoping it wasn't too short for her and that she would break alertly and put herself into the race to be able to get the job done. And she was able to do that. I mean, that's not her forte, is busting out of the gate and going quick. So I was happy to see her getting in a position where Johnny could kind of move her outside of horses. And once she got her momentum, then it carried her home.
Is there any added pressure on a trainer when you have a horse that's this well-bred and out of a champion like Rachel Alexandra?
Well, I don't know that I would say there's added pressure. We certainly felt very good about what we were seeing. And, you know, obviously when one comes in with that kind of pedigree, you take special note. But for me, it was really once we saw the talent that we were seeing from her in the morning, I felt like that we were pretty relaxed about it. And like I said, she's been so professional and such a pleasure to train that she's made it easy for us.
Well, she's not the only one you saddle in there. You also have Tonasa, who ran a huge race last time out, has a little bit of an experience edge over Rachel's Valentina because she's been out twice. She's running stakes company. Tell me a little bit about her.
She's sort of the opposite of Rachel's Valentina. She's very quick. She's super alert from the gate and, early speed is her strength. So their running styles complement each other, and I'm concerned about the 7 furlongs for her being a tick far. That's why we took the blinkers off, hoping we can get her just to settle down a little bit in the early part of the race, and hopefully that'll allow her to carry her speed a little further.
What's the key with these young horses? What are you looking to see at this point in their career?
Well, I think the main thing you're hoping for is just continued improvement, and you want to win every time you can, but at the same time you want to see them hopefully physically and mentally and professionally continue to develop and move forward, and hopefully that leads to even bigger things down the road.
Now let's move on to the big one and the Woodward. 4 horses entered. We'll start with Liam's Map, who set a blistering pace last time out in the Whitney, came up just a little bit short. I thought it was just an outstanding performance. How about you?
It was an awesome performance. It's unfortunate that he wasn't able to come away with the victory, but I think as far as horses losing a race, he gained about as much respect as you can for his performance and not winning, but trained well since then, and we're looking forward to trying again.
Did you think you had it at the 16th pole?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have a lot of respect for Tonalist and Honor Code, and I knew they were coming, and I was looking at the wire, and I knew we had to be getting tired, and I was kind of going back and forth looking at the horse and the wire, and just I knew it was going to be close, and uh, I was uh, I was worried. I guess I'm always a pessimist.
We always hear that term in the sport that's bounce or regress off of a big effort, right? Any concerns with that after running such a big race?
Well, I mean, there's always concerns, you know, just anytime you're concerned about everything leading into big races like this. But, you know, he's giving us every indication that he's ready to come back and run another good one. He's a lightly raced horse. This will only be his third start of the year, and he's carrying great weight, and his energy level's been good, and his breezes have been good. I think everything indicates he's ready to come back over and run well. And the two times we have won the Woodward, we're in similar situations. One was with Lawyer Ron after a track record-setting performance in the Whitney, and he was able to come back in 4 weeks and do it. And then Quality Road, when he won the Woodward, it was after a very tough loss to Blame in the Whitney. So maybe history's on his side, and coming back in 4 weeks will work for him as well.
One horse that I don't think you have to worry about getting caught in a speed duel is My Loot, because he's going to be coming from further back, and a horse that gets a rematch with Bay of Plenty and FNX after that big effort last time out. Again, a horse that comes flying at the end. How about your thoughts on his last performance?
I thought his race in the Aladar was sneaky good. He got in some trouble leaving the gate, dropped way back, put in a big closing run, and you know, was finishing best of all, and I really like the way he's breezed since that race. So I think he's coming up to it in top shape.
Yeah, and only his fourth start since coming into your care. What have you learned about him in those four outings?
Well, you know, the Suburban was a really strangely run race, and the fractions were insane early, and then there was this big middle move by Tonalist, and My Loot was involved in that as well. And so, to me, I think, you know, he's a classic let him settle and make his run kind of horse, and I think that's what we've learned, is you just don't force him early on to be anywhere, you know, that he doesn't want to be, and hopefully the fractions of the race will set up for him.
Then there's Coach Inge, who comes in off of a strong third-place finish in the Suburban on the 4th of July. What have the past couple of weeks been like for him?
He's actually trained really well. I mean, he's developed into a super nice horse, and we kicked around the idea of running him in the Whitney and decided to give him a little more time. Then we looked at the Island at Monmouth and even considered the Pacific Classic, but decided we'd stay home, run him in the Woodward, and then hopefully this will set him up well for the Jockey Club also. But he's training super. We're happy with him.
How big of an advantage is it to come into a big race like this with a fresh horse?
I think it can be an advantage, you know, and he had a very good foundation in the summer. He ran in the Brooklyn at a mile and a half, the Suburban at a mile and a quarter. So I think sometimes when you freshen horses up off longer races like that and then back them up a little bit, sometimes they can fire a big one.
Yeah, you mentioned the versatility. He's won at all those different distances. He also has very good early speed, a lot like Liam's Map. Don't know who's quicker, do you?
Yeah, I think Liam's Map's a little bit quicker, and you know, Coach Inge is what I would describe as a route speed horse, where Liam's Map, you could probably put him in just about any race and he'd be involved in the early pace. So you know, I think being Coach Inge being outside of Liam's Map should allow him to kind of fall into a good tracking position.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How do you avoid getting those two hooked up on the front end, and do you see Coach Inge maybe sitting back just a little bit?
I think a little bit. I think some of the pace development's going to be dependent on how quickly Bay of Plenty goes, because I believe Liam's Map, we're not going to take away his weapon. Speed is his game, and you know, he's got the ability to kind of get into a high cruising speed and carry it, so we'll look to let him do that, and then I think Bay of Plenty will be the one that determines how quick they go.
All right, and then you have Protonico, who will be coming from probably just off the pace as well. Haven't seen him since early May at Churchill Downs. Tell me about him.
We had a bit of a setback in the summer. He got a virus, and we were planning on going to the Stephen Foster. He got sick, and so that set us back a little while. But not an ideal place to bring one back off a bit of a layoff, but this is kind of the position we're stuck in.
What's the key to getting a horse ready to fire his best shot going a mile and an eighth off of a layoff like that?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, a lot of good stamina-building breezes, and, you know, we try to emphasize the gallop outs on some of those breezes, so you might see 59 and 4 a minute in the work tab, but that doesn't necessarily tell the whole story on what they do after the wire sometimes.
Talking with Todd Pletcher here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. All right, let's focus on the meet. Only a couple of days left. You're in kind of a dogfight with Chad Brown to maintain that title that you've had here for the past several years. Can you get him?
I don't know. I mean, it's really interesting. It's been a fun meet, and You know, the competition is keen. Chad's having a super meet. We've got some live horses, you know, and some good chances, but you look at the PPs and he does too. So I think it's going to be really close.
Yeah, all trainers are a bit competitive and you like to see your name at the top of that list. What's it mean to Todd Pletcher to have that name at the top of the list here at Saratoga every year?
Well, I mean, we've been so fortunate to, I think, be leading trainer here 11 times. So, you know, I don't know that one more is going to, you know, change a whole lot. But at the same time, it's fun. It makes it competitive. And, you know, you're always looking for new challenges to hopefully improve yourself.
Good luck on Saturday and good luck with the training title, too.
Thanks very much.